Welcome to the OCR GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and in the next 10 minutes, we are going to master one of the most misunderstood topics in the entire GCSE physics specification, Newton's third law of motion. Whether you're sitting the foundation or higher tier paper, this topic comes up regularly, and the marks are absolutely there for the taking if you know exactly what examiners are looking for. So let's dive in. Section 1. Introduction. Newton's third law sounds deceptively simple. You've probably heard the phrase, every action has an equal and opposite reaction since you were in year 7. But here's the thing. The vast majority of candidates who lose marks on this topic do so not because they don't know the law, but because they don't apply it with enough precision. OCR examiners are very specific about what they want to see. And today, I'm going to give you the exact language, the exact structure, and the exact understanding you need to walk into that exam room with confidence. By the end of this podcast, you will be able to identify a Newton's third law interaction pair in any context. Describe the three essential properties of that pair. Distinguish a third law pair from balanced forces, which is the number one mistake candidates make. And apply the correct sentence structure that guarantees you the marks. Section 2. Core concepts. Let's start with the law itself. Newton's third law states that when two objects interact, they exert forces on each other that are equal in magnitude, opposite in direction, and of the same type. Let me break each of those three parts down because each one is worth marks in the exam. First, equal in magnitude. This means the forces are the same size. If I push a wall with a force of 50 newtons, the wall pushes back on me with exactly 50 newtons. Not slightly less, not slightly more, exactly the same. This is true regardless of the masses of the objects involved. Second, opposite in direction. The two forces point in exactly opposite directions. If one force points to the left, its pair points to the right. If one force points downward, its pair points upward. Third, and this is the one that most candidates forget, the forces must be of the same type. Both forces must be the same kind of force. If one is a gravitational force, the other must also be a gravitational force. If one is a contact force, the other must also be a contact force. This is crucial, and I'll come back to it when we talk about the most common mistake. Now, there is one more absolutely essential feature of a Newton's third law pair that you must state in the exam. The two forces act on different objects. This is what makes a third law pair different from balanced forces. The force of object A on object B and the force of object B on object A, they are on two separate bodies. Let me give you some real-world examples to make this concrete. Example 1, a rocket launching. The rocket engine pushes exhaust gases downward. That is a contact force, the engine on the gases. By Newton's third law, the exhaust gases push the rocket upward with an equal and opposite contact force. Same type, both contact. Different objects, one on the gases, one on the rocket. Equal magnitude, opposite direction. That is a perfect Newton's third law pair. Example 2, Earth and a falling apple. Earth pulls the apple downward with a gravitational force. That's the apple's weight. By Newton's third law, the apple pulls Earth upward with an equal gravitational force. Now, you might be thinking, but the apple falls and the Earth doesn't move. That's because Earth has an enormous mass, so the same force produces a negligible acceleration in Earth, but the forces are still equal. This is a beautiful example of Newton's third law combined with Newton's second law, force equals mass times acceleration. The forces are equal, but the accelerations are very different because the masses are very different. Example 3. A swimmer pushing off the pool wall. The swimmer pushes the wall backward with a contact force. The wall pushes the swimmer forward with an equal and opposite contact force. This is why the swimmer accelerates away from the wall. Example 4. Two ice skaters pushing each other apart. Skater A pushes skater B to the right. Skater B pushes skater A to the left. Equal forces, opposite directions, both contact forces on different objects. Perfect third law pair. Now let me introduce you to the sentence structure that OCR examiners love. Use this in every exam answer. The force of epiralinguistic object B, paralinguistic, is equal in magnitude and opposite in direction to the force of epiralinguistic object B, paralinguistic, on paralinguistic object apralinguistic. Write that down, learn it, use it every single time. It guarantees that you are describing forces on two different objects, which is the most important mark-winning move. Section 3. Exam tips and common mistakes. Now, let's talk about the mistakes that cost candidates marks and how to avoid them. Mistake number one, and by far the most common, confusing a Newton's third law pair with balanced forces. Here's the classic trap. A book sits on a table. The book's weight acts downward. The normal reaction force from the table acts upward on the book. These two forces are equal and opposite. So are they a Newton's third law pair? Absolutely not. And here's why. Both forces act on the same object, the book. A third law pair must act on two different objects. Also, the weight is a gravitational force, and the normal reaction is a contact force. They're different types. So these are balanced forces causing equilibrium, not a Newton's third law pair. Examiners know this is a common confusion and will test you on it directly. So what is the Newton's third law pair for the book on the table? There are actually two pairs here. Pair one, Earth pulls the book down with gravity, and the book pulls Earth up with gravity. Same type, different objects. Pair two, the table pushes the book up with a contact force, and the book pushes the table down with a contact force. Same type, different objects. Notice that each pair involves forces of the same type on two different objects. Mistake number two, implying a time delay. Some candidates write that the reaction force happens after the action force. This is wrong. Newton's third law forces are simultaneous. They happen at exactly the same instant. There is no action and then a reaction. They occur together. If you use the words action and reaction in your answer, you must explicitly state that they are simultaneous, or you risk losing the mark. Mistake number three, not specifying the type of force. Saying, the earth exerts a force on the apple, and the apple exerts a force on the earth is partially correct, but you won't get the mark for identifying the force type unless you say both are gravitational forces. Always name the type. Mistake number four, saying the forces cancel out. Students sometimes write that the third law forces cancel each other out and therefore there is no motion. This is a fundamental misunderstanding. The forces cannot cancel because they act on different objects. Forces only cancel when they act on the same object. Each force in a third law pair acts on a separate body, so each body experiences a net force and will accelerate unless other forces are also acting on it. Now, a quick note on mark allocations. For a typical two-mark question asking you to identify a Newton's third law pair, you'll earn one mark for naming both objects and the direction of the forces, and one mark for stating the forces are equal in magnitude and of the same type. For a four-mark question, you'll also need to explain why this is a third law pair and not balanced forces. Always read the command word carefully. State means a brief factual answer. Explain means you must use the word because and give a reason. Section 4. Quickfire Recall Quiz. Right, let's test your understanding with a quickfire quiz. Pause the podcast after each question if you want to think before hearing the answer. Question 1. A horse pulls a cart forward. What is the Newton's third law pair force? Answer. The cart pulls the horse backward with an equal and opposite contact force. Question 2. Are weight and normal reaction a Newton's third law pair? Answer. No. They act on the same object and are different types of force. They are balanced forces, not a third law pair. Question 3. What are the three essential properties of a Newton's third law pair? Answer. Equal magnitude, opposite direction, same type of force, and they act on different objects. Question 4. A gun fires a bullet forward. The bullet moves forward. What happens to the gun? Answer. The gun recoils backward. The bullet exerts an equal and opposite contact force on the gun. This is Newton's third law applied to the recoil situation. Question 5. Why does a large earth not visibly accelerate when an apple falls toward it? Answer. Because earth has an enormous mass. Force equals mass times acceleration. The same force produces a tiny acceleration in earth because its mass is so large. Section 5. Summary and sign-off. Let's bring everything together with a final summary. Newton's third law tells us that when two objects interact, they exert forces on each other that are equal in magnitude, opposite in direction, and of the same type. These forces act on two different objects simultaneously. To identify a third law pair, use the checklist. Different objects, tick. Equal magnitude, tick. Opposite direction, tick. Same force type, tick. Simultaneous, tick. To write a perfect exam answer, use the sentence structure. the force of A on B is equal in magnitude and opposite in direction to the force of B on A. Always name the type of force. The number one mistake to avoid: do not confuse a third law pair with balanced forces on a single object. Weight and normal reaction are not a third law pair. You've got this. Newton's third law is one of those topics where precise language earns you every single mark. Learn the vocabulary, use the structure, and you will absolutely nail it in the exam. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. Keep going. You're doing brilliantly.